This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. A day after more than 100 fellow protesters were killed in Myanmar, demonstrators returned to the streets to press their demands for a return to democracy. It was the bloodiest day since last month's military coup. Myanmar media reports at least 114 people were killed. Protests were held in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's two biggest cities, as well as elsewhere. Some of the demonstrations were met again with police force. The reported fatalities included several children under 16 years old. The number of killings since the coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government is now more than 420, according to multiple counts. The military chiefs of 12 nations issued a joint statement condemning the use of force against unarmed people. In Indonesia, a suicide bombing attack on a church during Palm Sunday Mass wounded at least 14 people. Two suspected bombers blew themselves up outside the church in Makassar, the provincial capital of South Sulawesi. An Indonesian police spokesperson told reporters that the suicide bombers were intercepted by security at the gate to the church compound, and then the bomb exploded. The spokesman said that authorities were not able to immediately confirm how many people were killed and whether the body parts scattered at the site were of the perpetrators or victims. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that China's tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans in the growing dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs were baseless and would only bring more scrutiny over the genocide in Xinjiang. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two additional tugboats are speeding to Egypt's Suez Canal to aid efforts to free a skyscraper-sized container ship wedged for days across the crucial waterway. That's even as major shippers increasingly divert their boats out of fear the vessel may take even longer to free. The massive Ever Given, a Panama-flagged Japanese-owned ship that carries cargo between Asia and Europe, got stuck Tuesday in a single-lane stretch of the canal. In the time since, authorities have been unable to move the vessel. Traffic through the canal, valued at over $9 billion a day, has been halted, further disrupting a global shipping network already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports Brazil is averaging nearly 2,400 deaths a day from COVID-19. That's about one-fourth of the world's daily tally. Experts say the South American nation is on pace to reach 4,000 deaths a day, a level that would rival the worst seen in the U.S., which has about one-third more people. In Spain, an experiment is underway to find a pandemic-safe way to hold mass events out indoors. The setting, an arena in Barcelona, filled with 5,000 fans Saturday night for a live concert. Before the show, those looking to attend came to one of three field hospitals. They were given COVID-19 and antigen tests. If they tested negative, they received a pass to the show and were told they must wear a surgical mask. Several thousand women protested in Istanbul on Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move. World Health Organization data shows 38% of women in Turkey are subject to violence from a partner in their lifetime, compared to 25% in the rest of Europe. Indonesia's most volatile volcano is erupting again, releasing plumes of ash high into the air and sending streams of lava and debris down its slopes. No casualties have been reported in the eruption. Officials say clouds of hot ash shot 200 meters into the air as the mountain groaned and rumbled. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.